News Talk 97.1 KSPT KPFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, Bonners Ferry, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I am Justin Dick, your host and lowly scrub in the box. I am pumped up. I missed last week. I am happy to be back. I've got Pat back in the box here producing for me. We've got a big show. First up, we've got Matt Kingsley, owner of Spud's Waterfront Grill, here to talk about their newly opened dinner service and what they've got in store for us this summer. Our second segment, a wonderful addition to North Idaho, the Ponderay Ice Rink, the Field of Dreams. We've got the mayor of Ponderay, Steve Geiger, Kaylee Miller, Tim Wilson, and Travis Taylor here to talk to us about that. In our last segment, we've got the homie, my BFF, the director of clinic operations over at Bonner General Health, Aaron Banal. If you're looking for something to do tonight, we've got line dancing live at the Hive, and we've also got a dine out for a cause over at 113 Main from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll have food, libations, a silent auction, live music from the Herndon Girls, with proceeds going to benefit the Bonner Classical Academy. Friday night, if you're looking for live music, we've got Pamela Benton live at the Ponderay Winery, and Jacob Robin at Connie's Cafe and Lounge, and also Bright Moments Jazz at Arlo's. Also, check out Utara Brewing for National Trails Day Pint Night. Saturday, more live music for you. We've got Zachary Sims at the Ponderay Winery and the waiting music of Tom Petty at the Hive. Saturday is also National Trails Day at Pine Street Woods. And Saturday, we've got a big benefit here, North Idaho Ice Dinner and Auction over at the Ponderay Event Center. We've also got Legally Blonde, the musical at the Panada Theater, presented by the LPO Repertory Theater on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Also, don't forget the Farmers Market is open Saturdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesdays 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Lastly, we need to talk about something very serious to our community here tonight. We need everybody to get out and show up tonight to the Ponderay Event Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. as representatives from the Army Corps of Engineers will be presenting on the operations of the Albany Falls Dam. I cannot stress how critical it is for our local economy and our independently owned and operated businesses, as well as our local families, that our lake be at full pool as quickly as possible. Please attend, listen, and be heard. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Matt Kingsley, the owner of Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Ridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ridge Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Celebrating 20 years of employee ownership, save through Monday at Bi-Mart with our latest savings book. Save big in our paint department with great savings on Glidden paint. Gallon size interior and exterior paint and primers are on sale. Plus, save more with $10 digital rebates from Glidden. And find membership savings on Chevron Delo 1-gallon 15W40 diesel oil. Save through Monday at Bi-Mart, celebrating 20 years of being employee owned and proudly saving our members more.
Dude Wipes presents ASSMR. This is what your butt feels when you clean it with regular dry toilet paper. And this is how clean your butt feels when you wipe with wet, extra large, flushable Dude Wipes. Ah, refreshing. Dude Wipes. Best clean. Pants down.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-694-1010. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-694-1010.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I am your host, Justin Dick, your civil servant in the box. And today, we've got a great guest here, my first time actually meeting him, but Matt Kingsley, the owner of Spud's Waterfront Grill. What's going on, Matt?
Not a lot. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Excited
what?
To be here.
Let's just talk about this. I came to Sandpoint in 2006, and my folks had opened up Cafe Trinity, which was one building over from Spud's, and Spud's has been like a Sandpoint institution, right?
Since 95.
1995 is when they opened up. So yep. I think everybody remembers Peter, Mike, Owen, Gale, wonderful people. They passed that on to the next Peter, McDaniel, mm-hmm. and then you ended up. Tell us a little bit how you ended up with the business.
Yeah, I've just always been super passionate about food, and I just seen it was for sale, and I knew Spud's had been in the community forever and ever, so it was seemed like a slam dunk to me. So
nice, and it sounds like it from your customers and everything that you guys are doing. It has been a slam dunk. Now, were you working there prior or in the food service industry?
No, I was working in a mill actually, but I'd worked in the food industry in the past.
Okay.
And I just seen it was for sale and had some money saved up, and I knew I wanted to buy something, so I went for it.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
It was cool.
Well, we've always loved the place. You're right there on Sand Creek as well. We're getting down to that time. I noticed the covers have all gone over the boat docks down there, so you always know it's kind of summer. You're getting
yep.
that feeling. You guys got all your deck furniture out, I'm guessing. You already got people sitting outside?
Yep, our patio's all ready to go, and we go out every morning to see what the water level is going to look like,
nice.
And it's exciting.
Tell us a little bit about that. I did touch on that briefly in the opening here. We got the Army Corps of Engineers. Where's the water level at for boaters that can pull right up? Because you guys have that benefit of that beautiful boardwalk right there.
Yep, it's still a long ways from boats being able to pull up. I mean, there's only probably a foot of water in Sand Creek right now. Well, not in the channel, but
sure.
There's like a foot of water in Sand Creek, so we're still a long ways from
yeah.
being able to have boats
and
out there.
I apologize to reiterate, but we truly need anybody and everybody. If you're in Sandpoint or the surrounding area, this means a ton to us to get this to get our lake back up to full pool. So tonight over at the Pondere Event Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., please go over there. We got the Army Corps of Engineers will be out there to talk and answer some questions for us. So Matt, a couple weeks ago, you guys just got open for dinner. Tell us a little bit about
yep.
how the service has been going.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been really great received from the community, and we're really excited, to be open more. That's
sure.
a lot of complaints we've had is just, you guys are never open. You guys are never open. So we're trying hard to get it open more. And
nice. And with that, did you have to add a bunch of new staff?
Yep. We've been staffing up for all of spring. Luckily it's easier to staff in the springtime than it is in the summertime, but
sure.
we got a lot of great people in there, some new people and some old people from the previous Peter.
Yeah. So now you and I were chatting a little bit in the break. Now you were able to inherit quite a few of the veteran staff. I'm sure that helped the transition, right?
Yeah, I got super lucky. I got some awesome guys working for me right now.
So. Nice. What are some of the biggest challenges? When we were up there, the building was sinking. There were times when Peter would call me and tell me they would shut the walk-in door. It would shut, and then the very next day it wouldn't shut because the building was just slowly sinking the foundation. Tell us about some of the challenges that you've had since taking over.
Luckily, knock on wood, I haven't had any building problems. Everything's been awesome. They did a really great job with the remodel, and everything looks great. Staffing is always hard, but we're getting there for sure for staffing. So
awesome.
All good things.
Yeah, for sure. Now, one of the things you guys have been known for forever, are you guys' daily and weekly soups. And for those, out there and that are listening today, typically your restaurants, when you're having a soup of the day or soup du jour, you're throwing together a lot of your product, that you don't want to go bad, that you need to get into a soup. You can serve it up. You've got customers from all over the place that come. We get phone calls every day. What's your soup du jour? Oh, it's that. Click. Buy. Right? Oh, it's clam chowder? Okay, we need a reservation here. How do you guys, tell us a little bit about the process that goes into that. You guys are doing what, six soups a day?
We're doing six soups a day, and it's, we want to showcase our soups as like a menu item, not just something we threw together last minute.
Sure.
Dustin, he used to own Ivano's, super awesome chef. He comes in and makes our soups every single day. The guy's awesome. All the soups get super complimented all the time. We got clam chowder on Fridays and tomato basil bisque and vegetarian black bean every day.
Nice. Yeah, shout outs to Dustin. Dustin's been in the food and beverage community here. He also is a Sandpoint institution in food and beverage. We're talking about, it said you just mentioned vegetarian soup? Is that your black bean soup?
Vegetarian black bean. It's like a thick chili.
Nice.
Without any meat in it.
One of the things that's great about you guys, and you guys kind of, I don't want to know if we could say that you hit on it first, but you guys were one of the early adopters on gluten-free, low-carb plates as well, too. Do you have any stuff like that on the menu now?
Yep. We got falafel sandwiches. We got any sandwich we can do as a lettuce wrap if you want gluten-free, or we can do it as a potato, which it comes out, you know, looking pretty awesome, I think. But yeah, we always try to keep things healthy for everybody because, you know, that's what they want.
Absolutely. Well, our producer here, Pat, just came in on break. I asked him what he did for the weekend. He actually has a food shot. He's got a what was a beautiful baked potato with his sandwich on top of that. We love that you guys are doing baked potatoes. We think it's great. And we've got, as our community gets more health conscious, I think, over the years, right, they are looking for more of those low-carb or gluten-free, even though we don't have a ton of celiacs, but we do have a lot of folks not doing gluten.
For sure. Yeah, it happens all the time. People come in and they're asking for something gluten-free. We're super excited to have options for those people, you know.
Nice. And then you guys also have beer and wine, right?
Yep, we got beer and wine. We got some canned cocktails and some ciders, and we got four draft beers that are rotating all the time.
Nice. What's your guys' top seller on the beer and the wine?
Probably draft beer. Yeah. We sell a lot of draft beer for sure. Nice. We try to run a IPA, a Pilsner, an Amber, and then just a seasonal.
Nice.
Draft
Get beer. Through the mix on the
road. Yeah, so everyone has an option.
You guys got any local beers on tap right now?
Not right now, but we have Laughing Dog a lot of times.
Yeah, nice.
We always have. Try to get some local beers.
Keep it in town. Keep it in
the
region.
Exactly.
Sometimes local can be, 50 miles away, 60 miles away, and where we're at as well too. Let's see, what else do you guys got going on? Where can we find you? Where can we find you online?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Spud's Waterfront Grill, and then we have an Instagram too. We also got our website, spudsonline.com.
Spudsonline.com. Perfect. And phone number is 208-265-4311. Anything else you'd like to say out to the public here?
No, I just thank you guys for coming in and supporting us. And if it wasn't for you guys, you know, we wouldn't be able to have Spuds. So.
Well, Matt, we appreciate it. Seriously, thank you so much for the hard work. I know the community appreciates you guys being open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's been rather challenging the last 4 years. Find Spuds. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. Breakfast, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Find them online at Spuds Online, or their phone number again is 208-265-4311. Matt, thank you very much for being with us today. We hope you have an amazing summer, and we wish you the best. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be back to talk about the Pondre Ice Rink and the Field of Dreams.
Time has proven to be a good judge of quality. When something stands the test of time, you know it's good. Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Pondre. Pacific is a 100% employee-owned company that has been delivering great steel products and providing convenient, quality recycling services for more than a century. here in Pondere for more than 30 years. So if it's structural steel you need, or just looking to turn your metal trash into cash, visit Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Pondere.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The Pondere Winery, located at 301 Cedar in historic downtown Sandpoint, is a true experience. With award-winning wines, handmade cuisine, local artwork, live music, and a unique gift shop, our tasting room has a little something for everyone. This month, our walls will be adorned with the artwork of Evergreen Art Collective. It's Wine Club release month again for you wine thieves out there, and Kylie and I have some special selections we cannot wait to share with you. Go to powine.com or check our social media for a list of musicians and all events happening in May. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 29 years.
Hi, my name is Becky Picard. I volunteer as an EMT and firefighter for Genesee Volunteer Fire Department. I'm also a teacher. I'd really like to thank the people that wear their seatbelts. I leave my classroom to respond. I care about my community. Oftentimes, the crashes that we go to involve friends or family or students of mine. 87% of Idahoans wear their seatbelt. Let's make it 100. Thanks for buckling up, Idaho.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Attention, Father's Day is June 16th. Do you have a gift ready? Don't worry, just get Dad something from UNTUCKit, the official outfitters of Father's Day. Dads love UNTUCKit shirts designed to be worn untucked in wrinkle-free and performance plus our perfect-fitting pants, Henleys, polos, and more. They're the gifts he'll wear over and over, and he can wash and dry everything at home. Find the perfect Father's Day gift at UNTUCKit.com or at 80-plus stores. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked. Tucked.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Talk. I am Justin Dick, your host, and you are listening to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. I am excited. I got a full house today. I've got Mayor of Pondere, Steve Geiger, Kaylee Miller, Tim Wilson, Travis Taylor, all here to talk about the Pondere Ice Rink and Field of Dreams. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Justin. Great to be here.
Yeah, you guys, thank you for coming on here. I appreciate that. I got here in 2006, and I think we were talking about the Field of Dreams, or at least that was going around at that time then. One of you guys, give us a history about how all of this started from the Field of Dreams to the ice rink and kind of where we're at right now.
Kaylee, you mind taking that?
Sure. So the Field of Dreams dates back about 30 years. Last October, they transferred the property for the first time to create a youth sports facility for the region. And it's gone through some iterations over the years, starting with things like non-irrigated agricultural fields that the kids played on. They used to call it the Dust Bowl here in the area. It transferred hands through a couple different organizations, and the city purchased it back in 2011, working towards the goal of opening up this regional athletic facility and community facility, really, for this area. And so with the passage of the local option tax in 2019 that we started collecting in 2020, we've been able to work through our phase one construction, which includes 4 fully lit, full-size artificial turf sports fields, infrastructure, a restroom and concessions facility, and those will be opening up, we're pleased to say, this summer.
Nice. Well, as somebody whose daughter plays lacrosse, we've been to Missoula, we've been to Whitefish, we've been to plenty of the outside areas here, and we go to these sports complexes, and they are absolutely amazing. You've got 9 to 10 different teams all playing at the same time. You've got different age groups. You've got parking issues that you have to deal with. People are staying at hotels. They're spending money out in the local economy. Tell us what you guys are excited about. I mean, not only is it exciting for our local sports athletes that are coming up through the way, but tell us about what you think the economic benefit of it's going to be in the community.
Thanks, Justin. Well, you know, this is going to be a really great community asset for our town and a great regional draw. And obviously with, you know, all these events and sports coming to our area, it is going to bring a huge economic value to our hotels and restaurants for the entire region. So, and it's just a great healthy thing for everybody to be involved with out there. So we're really excited here in Ponderay about all the things happening in our great community.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. You guys have done a heck of a job. Tell us a little bit about the local option tax. You know, Sandpoint, we've been through this once for Memorial Field. We ran it again in 2021. We got 53%, something along those lines, but had to win with a super majority of 60%. So we weren't able to get our next one. So tell us a little bit about the process of getting the local option tax out there, where you guys fell at, and where's kind of the money in the bucket coming in right now?
You bet. So basically, you know, everything and the reasons why we are here is because our community has stood behind us with passing the local option tax a little over 4 years ago. It does sunset and come to an end at the end of this year. We collect a little over $3 million a year, and we're going to be putting this back out on the ballot this coming November. So the support that we need from our community to see these projects finished is that we need their support and being behind us. So we're here to listen to their concerns and try to bring things to our community that are a great community long-term asset for everybody. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important as somebody who lives in Sandpoint, who could be the benefactor of the regional draw that it brings in, right? You know, we thank all of you guys for doing this. We also thank everybody who lives in the community that voted to make this happen. I know it's not an easy thing to go out. I don't think anybody looks at it, you know, the ballot and says, oh, sweet, another tax, right? But I think they really understand when we've got, you know, Sandpoint alone has a demographic, you know, our fastest growing demographic is 60 and up, right?
Right.
And I think as things get more expensive and inflation in here, we have political uncertainty, gas isn't getting any cheaper. We're all looking for more local, cheap, year-round activity for the people that live here year-round, which is getting harder and harder with a lot of the Airbnb type of culture that we're getting in this community, right?
Yes, that's very true.
That's one thing that Travis and I are very excited about. Right now, there's not a lot to do in the wintertime. We both have young children, and you know it's very cost prohibitive to go up to Schweitzer for a day. I know.
Absolutely.
You know, you put it all together, family of four, you're looking at $500 or $1,000 for a day of skiing up there. This just gets people out doing something in the wintertime, gives them another option that's, you know, $10, $20. They have a day of activities out there, hot chocolate, you know, bonfires, everything to have a good time out there. So sure, should be a great option in the wintertime.
Now, when you guys are taking a look, you know, at the design of this, I know from dealing with the Russell Center over at Traverse Park and the skate park, working with Dreamland, as I've been on Sandpoint City Council, gone through a number of change, moving it, listening to the community, moving things, changing it around. What was the process to get to the point of where you guys are at on the, I guess this is far beyond concept, right? You are well into design and broken ground already.
So we have a full design only for phase one. So we did exactly what you said. We went through a lot of iterations and a lot of community outreach. We put together a committee that involved all of the local sports groups to try to hear what was needed in the community. Our purpose was never to try to replace what Sandpoint has to offer, sure, but to accentuate it and to bring more to the community. And so we did that over the course of a couple of years. And we were really careful when we did our actual engineering designs to look at the overall site, but to make sure that we only engineered exactly what we could build at this time. So it still leaves us flexibility in the future as we grow to be able to move components of this around on the site and really treat it like a true concept so we can get the biggest bang for our buck and get as much out there as absolutely possible.
Now, for those of you out in Radio Land, you can't see with my eyes, so I'll slightly describe it. It looks like there is four baseball diamonds. Is that correct?
In the future phases.
Yeah. On the future phases. So which part is the first phase then?
The south end. So there's four fully lit artificial turf athletic fields.
Okay.
So they'll be able to be used for any sport, but they are striped primarily for soccer and lacrosse.
What were some of the biggest challenges? I'm guessing with a space this big, water coming off of it. I know for anybody who's been trying, you know, anybody playing lacrosse right now or using Great Northern, we've had to switch around a little bit here as the field gets flooded out. How are you guys doing with the water on site and where is it going?
Stormwater has been quite a challenge out there. It's extremely flat, and we are also working on a project to reconstruct McNerney Road at the same time. So a lot of our water is being directed down that direction from this first phase. But that has probably been the number one challenge with this, is finding a system that will work that can take that water away from there without causing issues downstream.
Sure, absolutely. And smart doing McGurney Road at the same time as the phasing as well. You know, you guys can work together a little bit, get machines in and out, moving dirt as well. Tell us a little bit, what are you most excited for? As this thing starts to build, what are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Well, I guess I'll take that. You know, I think, you know, bringing families together to do more events and outdoor sports and things like that, I think is very important to have a good, healthy community, to have these options. And our area, honestly, we have been pretty light on some of these things in the future, especially, you know, having things to do, more things in the winter and things like that. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, Justin.
Well, speaking of bringing families out here, you guys have got a ice dinner and auction coming up this Saturday over at the Pondere Event Center. Tell us a little bit about what we would expect if we've got a table there.
So what we've got is we've got a silent auction. We've got a live auction. We've also got a dessert raffle. It's catered by Ivano's. It should be a fun evening. We're just hoping to kind of make some more money to keep this thing moving forward.
Sure. And now, is there an area that they can go? I hear it's sold out, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, it's sold out. But is there a space online? Do you guys have a website or social media here where we can take a look at the information and get donations over to you?
Yeah, we've got, we're through North Idaho Ice. The website's nicearena.com, N-I-I-C-E. You can visit our website where there's a pretty good layup of what all's going on. You can also visit the city of Pondere's website, and there's contact info to get a hold of Kaylee, myself, Tim, Mayor Steve, and we're happy to talk about it until you're sick of hearing about it.
No, I think everybody's excited. I was, you know, I've heard a lot about it. I'm really pumped. I am a huge advocate of getting things here. I think after this winter, with the lack of winter, it felt like Schweitzer closed down right after President's Day weekend. The faucet was very well turned off for us when we did have tourists in town. Frozen pipes, negative temperatures, people weren't coming here. So I think we're really looking forward to something that can pique the interest between October 1st and Christmas and then January 1st and after that as well. One of the other cool components that I want to talk about, I'm kind of a nerd about this too, is the lighting portion. Can any of you guys speak to the lighting? Because I know when we dealt with the skate park, trying to find lighting so these kids can stay after their 7, 8 o'clock, these places become they mean a lot to so many kids, right? And they spend their time there. Parents feel safe when their kids are out there as well too. What's going on with the lighting?
So we have two different projects. So the Field of Dreams has a complete must-go lighting system. All four fields are lit by that. That's ran off an app on the phone. We're able to program it directly from there. User groups will be able to turn it on and off, and we'll be able to set parameters for that. And the fields will be lit to a full high school or college standard, so they can be used for state tournaments or anything else. The other part of the projects that we have going on right now at a separate location is this first step into our community ice rink. And so that's something we're really excited to be able to bring, as well as that's been about 20 years in the making. Sure. For this community. And it's going to be set up more like a holiday style rink. So providing ice skating from mid-November through at least the end of Christmas vacation for the kids, using bistro and Christmas style lighting to really get that atmosphere and be able to still see the stars.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Doing a little research years ago when we were looking at doing something down at City Beach, it was amazing to see, I think everybody's familiar with the ice ribbon over in Spokane and how quickly that paid for itself. The community really came out, and I think you guys are going to see the same thing as well. Well, anything else that we can get in here about that you guys would like to plug before we get you guys out of here?
I think the biggest part of this, and we talked about community a little bit earlier and things for the kids to do, is not only is our location at the corner of 200 and Kootenai Cutoff on the spot bus, but the hope is to have the Field of Dreams on the bus line too, making it accessible after school, because as we all know, it gets dark 3:30, 4 o'clock. There's just not much to do. So another option that we can get people out doing stuff.
I think that's a great point. And I just got done talking to Cliff Warren, who's on the board of Spot Bus. I'm a huge proponent of public transportation. I think it's been great for all of our communities, including Schweitzer. And it sounds like I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too early, but it sounds like they were fully funded from the state here as well. I don't know, Mr. Geiger, you may have heard something before I do, but they're hoping to come see us at City Council. Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate all the hard work. We want to thank all of the people out in Ponderay for making this dream actually come to fruition here. Guys, thank you very much for being here. For more information, go to NIICEARENA. That's nicearena.com. We're going to take our last break here, and we'll be back with our good friend Aaron Banal, Director of Clinic Operations at Bonner General Health.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
The spring clearance sale is on at R&R RV Center in Liberty Lake in North Spokane. Spring into action with R&R's largest discounts ever. Class B camper vans up to $83,000 off. Montana fifth wheels up to $43,000 off. Cougar's number one selling fifth wheel floor plan priced at only $49,990. Shop now at R&R RV in Liberty Lake or North Spokane. Online at rnrrv.com.
From R&R RV, your RV superstore.
Considering selling your RV? R&R wants it. Tired of paying storage fees? R&R needs it. Just don't use it anymore? R&R will buy it. Due to a critical shortage of pre-owned RVs, R&R RV is currently paying our absolute top dollar for your used RV. Any year, any make, any model, turn your RV into cash or flip it for a newer model. So if you no longer use it or want it, let R&R RV buy it. Visit the R&R RV Superstore in North Spokane or call Ryan at 509-244-5888.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
So you want somewhere to play, we got you. A nice relaxing stay, we got you. Wanna be entertained, we got you. Wanna play golf all day, we got you.
Golden Lake Casino, the winning is just the beginning.
So you're looking for something to do, we got you. Want some tasty food, we got you. Heard you wanna do some shopping, we got you. The live music is always popping at the
Golden Lake Casino. At the Golden Lake Casino,
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I can feel the pull.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I am your broke boy in the box, Justin Dick. I am super pumped to introduce my next guest, my BFF, my ride or die homie, Aaron Banal, the Director of Clinic Operations for Bonner General Health. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
You bet. So out there in radio land, I'm going to take it way back here. Aaron and I go back, 7 years now?
Yep.
7 years. Aaron was the community development director for the Bonner General Health Foundation on the year that I became a board member. We were able to do some pretty amazing things together. We went from kind of a lowly organization that was raising roughly $60,000 to $80,000. We were barely paying, I don't know, half to a third of some of the stuff that we were fundraising yep. for. The hospital was having to pick up the other part. But what really impressed me, I guess what started off our friendship, though, was your passion for healthcare, your passion for your job. Most people hate their jobs or they're disinterested in their job. How do you keep bringing that passion every single day?
I think, most importantly, I love where we live. I love where my kids are growing up. I love the people that, we're surrounded by our community. And it's important if we're going to live in this community that we have a healthy community. And so that's where my passion with healthcare really stems from.
Sure. Now tell us, what was it 4 years ago you kind of switched roles and responsibilities from the community development director over to director of clinic operations?
Well, it's actually only been a year. What? Feels like four
years. Oh, I
guess
what was before that? I'm sorry.
Value-based care. Okay. Which, integrated into the director of clinic operations. It's been great. Bonner General Health started outpatient clinic with Sandpoint Women's Health in 2012, and then opened up orthopedics or acquired orthopedics from Dr. Cipriano in 2017, and then acquired Michelle Anderson's family practice when she left and moved to Boise. So that was another clinic. Opened up behavioral health with starting with Dr. Johnson, our psychiatrist, really about the community health needs assessment for the last, since 2003.
Talk to us a little bit. Would you refresh the community on what the community health needs assessment is?
Community health needs assessment identifies the top four disparities that are in our health in our community that we really should be focusing on and help bridging the gap to getting those resources. It's not necessarily the hospital's responsibility to cover all of those, but help, our local community members access that type of care and see what services and resources we have.
So that's a giant survey that gets sent out to businesses, organizations, individuals, nonprofits. The feedback comes in from there, and then that kind of helps direct how the hospital is going to react to that?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Now tell us a little bit about that. You've got all these clinics. What do you do on a daily basis?
What do I do on a daily basis? Well, I take a look at our business aspect of it, making sure that, that we're making ends meet, making sure that we're providing accessible care to our community, making sure that we're providing the services and high quality care. So really, I look at my job as my employees are my boss, and they communicate with me on what their needs are. And it's my responsibility to provide our providers, their support staff, our front office staff, the resources and the tools they need to provide the high quality care that they do.
Well, and you know, I've only had the show here for, I don't know, the last 6 to 8 weeks, and we've had several different departments from BGH on. And one thing we've talked about several times is the employees at BGH, whether you're an entry level position or you are the head of your own department, there's a lot of buy-in from the staff. I mean, you guys have got folks, I think last time we had some of the nurses on here, you guys had a 30-year party for one of the nurses that was happening. BGH has really created this longevity, not only in their employees, but also in their volunteerism, mm-hmm. through the foundation. What is it about the organization that gets people, we understand your passion, but what is it about the organization that gets people so passionate about it?
I think it's serving the individuals in their community, being there for them, being that support system to help them with their overall wellness, taking care of people. Just like you said, from entry level to, I mean, everybody is a part of somebody's wellness when they step into Bonner General Health, from the front office staff to on the inpatient side when people are cleaning registration to cleaning your room. Those are those friendly faces, and our patients are the friendly faces right back at us, thanking us, their gratitude. And they're a part in their wellness as well.
That's it. And I think that's what's so great about BGH. When you do go here, you're typically in one of those circumstances where you didn't know you were going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. So you end up going there and you do start to see those familiar faces, people out in the community. Your nurse is going to be in there with you a lot as well, too. You are not just a number and a person taking up a bed. You've got a first name, you are a community member, and you most likely know most of the staff around you.
Yeah, I think another benefit too, Justin, is one, we're an independent hospital. We're not owned by a huge organization that's significant in our community to keep that, you know, an independent hospital. So that when there are issues, you know, not everybody's happy. Not everything goes the way you hope it does, but that's that identifies an opportunity for improvement. And we've got an administration that's open to seeking what those solutions are.
Sure.
You know, we have a team mindset, solution oriented individuals. And I think that that's what really makes it a great place to work.
Sure.
Even though those hard times, there's opportunities there.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of opportunities, but also challenging to deal with, we just talked about it a little bit with Steve Geiger and his squad over here, but we're dealing with a growing population, and I think most interesting is we're dealing with an aging population. Mm-hmm. The demographic, the highest, fastest growing demographic right now in Sandpoint is 60 years old and up, right?
Right.
And what kind of challenges does that bring to you guys in your day-to-day clinical operations?
Well, I think it. We noticed that when we had to shift with our women's health clinic, that was challenging because of our aging population, decreasing in births, et cetera, with that. But also reimbursement. You know, Medicare and Medicaid, which is really what our highest population is with the 65 and older population, with those, you know, we see inflation, we see supplies increasing, we see the cost of living here, and all
cost
of
labor, I'm sure.
Cost of labor is significant.
Docs and nurses aren't cheap.
Insurance, all of that. The one thing that's not changing for healthcare is reimbursement rates, and
sure.
Specifically with Medicare and Medicaid. You know, we typically see them decreasing.
Okay, so with that said, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, first question would be, how do we deal with the reimbursements not coming in? But secondly, how do we get people in at a younger age to start holistically taking care of themselves from the time they're, you know, they get their first physical for high school at 14 years old or whatever it might be, so that we're treating on more of a 3 or 4 times a year, so that by the time they are 30 or 40, we're not going, holy smokes, I've got a cancerous spot on my arm, right? And now I've got to go right into surgery. What are the steps, I guess, you've had to take, or what are you looking to do to try to deal with healthcare in a different way?
Yeah, there's a couple aspects to that. One, we're expanding our primary care services. So in the end of December, we acquired Dr. Crane's Sandpoint Internal Medicine, and we also started hiring physicians and additional nurse practitioners in our family practice. So that primary care piece where you can really start looking at that whole patient like a medical home. So you start from, you know, cradle to death, and making sure that we're focusing on preventative measures. We are doing health campaigns, making sure we're calling people and reminding them of their wellness visits, things and that such. It also, you know, starts in educating the whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts with your parents and it starts with, you know, that introduction. It's scary to go to the doctor for lots of people and for lots of reasons.
I was there yesterday.
And it's very expensive. So, you know, really helping pave the way for people to not be so fearful and getting them in and earning that trust. Sure. I think that's.
Well, I think most of our listeners, if we're going to be honest, and I say this so you don't have to, but I think the healthcare system in and of itself is broken to some extent. Mm-hmm. The hospital's not getting reimbursed for the work that they're doing. We just got through a really challenging 4 years of trying to find staff or staff traveling from one place to another and another place to another. A lot of the medical school, I think, has changed. I think I'm going to use Dr. DeLand as a great example. I think the guy was on call for over 16 years. We're coming out of medical school and things are quite a bit different from that. I think we're getting more nurses that are going into nursing with the hopes of being a traveling nurse with not necessarily having all the experience, like a really good traveling nurse would be, not to say that you couldn't do that. But again, I really like this idea of this holistic approach of taking somebody when they're young, making sure that we're doing the follow-ups, but also this education piece. And it's great to see that you guys are picking up these clinics. One of the other clinics, the behavioral health, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we are starting to expand behavioral health too. We have one licensed practical counselor who's our behavioral health consultant. She actually parks into family practice. So when we talk about prevention, when we talk about early detection, when we have patients that have a chronic disease such as diabetes, hypertension, maybe struggling with depression, or they're having trouble sleeping. She's an opportunity. She comes in and then speaks with that patient for 20 minutes right in that medical visit to have another additional support for those patients and gives them resources and some tools to help maybe combat some of those issues that they're having. That's a piece of behavioral health that we're trying to provide that integrative service. We're also expanding. We've just hired a new psychologist, Dr. Megan Fox. She'll be here at the end of August to really expand our pediatric population testing. That's definitely needed right now. There's over a year wait for some of those. We have two psychiatric nurse practitioners for medication management that, you know, also provides that integrative care, coexist with, you know, physical health problems, and integrating that mental health service with primary care to improve quality of care for our patients.
From talking to you, from listening to you today, and from talking to the nurses a couple of weeks ago, sounds like staffing has been going pretty darn well for you.
It is. We have an incredible recruiter, Tammy Polinek. As many people know her in town. Yeah, she's great. You know, she knows our community. She does a great job, but also we live in such a great area. And what we're finding is people are moving here to improve their quality of life. They don't want that busy, you know, they don't necessarily care Target's 45 minutes away.
Sure. Yeah. It's time, you know, for the slowdown. Get out of the high density, get to the low density, but we're still dealing with the challenge of the cost of living here, right? How has that been a challenge in terms of recruiting great staff?
Well, they don't have a place to live and they can't afford to. Mm-hmm. You know, we even struggle that with physicians coming in and, you know, executive senior leadership. And it's, you know, $500,000 is still $500,000. Right. And our wages haven't increased in the state or in North Idaho.
Yeah. And I think it gets a little more challenging too, because even if you start looking out to the expanding areas, from Laclede to Hope to Bonner's Ferry to Hayden to Rathdrum, we're still in a very high-priced area at the moment right now. So I guess the best way to say it would probably be kudos to all of you guys over there. Kudos to Tammy for finding the people that she is finding. And sounds like the area itself is still a draw enough to get people to come up this way, even if it doesn't look like it's financially feasible at this particular time.
Correct. Yeah, I would agree.
Well, we've got a few, 30, 40 seconds left. Tell us a little bit. You have been with the hospital for how long now?
Seven years.
And Cheryl Rickard was our former outgoing CEO. She did an amazing job. So you were able to learn under her tutelage. And now we have John Hennessy. Tell us a little bit about the transition.
Well, it's been really great. I mean, John, I've worked with John for 7 years. He took a break and went to Virginia, but he really knows our organization. He trusts the staff. He's building a strong leadership team, and he has some really great vision in growing us and building us for our future. So I'm really excited to see where that takes us. Most of our senior leadership are new in their positions. I've only been in this position for a year, so it's a really exciting time to take a look at, you know, who we are, where we're going, and how we want to get there.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us today. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Justin.
And thank you, everybody, for joining and tuning in to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM Sandpoint, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. Please get over to the Ponderay Event Center tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. to listen to the Army Corps of Engineers. Our community needs this lake at full pool. Thank you.